Well, the 4th of July holiday is right around the corner now, and the folks in Exira, well, when we talk about 4th of July around here, we typically talk about Exira. They've got 5 days worth of stuff going on this year for the 159th 4th of July celebration in Exira. And two of the people that have been instrumental in helping to make the 4th of July events so much fun in Exira year after year are the Grand Marshals for this year's parade on July 4th. Greg and Char Bentner join us here this morning to talk a little bit about their experiences and their honor here this year. Thank you both for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, you bet. Greg, you're the talker, right?
I guess so, as long as I don't put my hands on the table.
How long have you two been involved? I know you've been involved in the parade as the folks who've been, the voices of the parade, the ones that are describing what folks are seeing each year. How long have you been doing that?
32 years.
Wow. How did that ever happen?
I don't know. I rode the parade a couple years. We were into horses at the time and stuff, so rode a couple years, and Char, she rode around with it. It's a great way to see the parade, and we've seen a lot of the parades in my lifetime and everything. I think I've been witness to maybe 66 of them since I've been around. I haven't missed very many, but anyway, it's a great way to see the parade. And if you ever in the parade, and that's what parades are about, to see on both sides of the fence, you get to see people that you normally don't get to see. And it's all around. It's a great day. And the 4th of July parade it's just fantastic.
I think your experience of being the announcers at the ball games, football games and baseball games and the car shows, kind of got you right into the parade announcing.
Yeah, they all happened about the same time and everything. And it's the way this community has reacted to this parade for 159 years is really special. Holds a lot to us as being members of this good little community and being able to show people how to celebrate a great day in America.
Yeah. Well, and let me ask you, Char, let me ask you this. The 4th of July celebration is a big deal in Exira and has been for a very long time. In fact, it's not just for folks who are in Exira or just in Audubon County. So many folks around the area look forward to all these activities every year. Why has this become such a big deal for the 4th of July there?
I think of the families are always looking for something to do and do together. And our little community club is young and active, and I think they have made it exciting for the community, and they're trying to keep it going, and I think it's working.
Greg, how about you? What do you think?
I think it's based on being part of the small community and then the surrounding communities of what we are. We've all had push for being the little guy so much, and like growing up around here, being part of the school communities and declining and everything like that. But we have a lot of pride in it. And this year has been something, I guess, that's why we're kind of I always call it the granddaddy of all parades in this part of the state. But we've been doing it for 159 years, and we get to celebrate this day for what it really is, honoring our service members.
Yeah, it's easy to do something once, but to do something 159 times in a row takes several generations to continue the tradition and make it work. And obviously, you say the younger generation is excited about this as well. Talk a little bit about the, not the parade so much, let's talk about the other stuff, because I know you guys are involved and active during the parade, but what else do you like to do when you're not at the parade?
I like being grandpa. We like being grandparents.
We attend the rodeo. The rodeo is fabulous.
Yeah. The parade, like you said, this year we've got 5 days worth, and it's nice to see how it gets kicked off. And
barbecue. We go to the community barbecue.
We've got the Wednesdays, the community barbecue there at the night. And then we've also got Radio Rangers will be at the park gazebo. You can get your, there'll be a beer garden there. And then street dance later that night at TJ's Porterhouse on the Strip.
Our family comes back and we enjoy having a picnic with them. And then, of course, we have a front row seat for the fireworks at our home.
Best fireworks in Southwest Iowa.
Yes, it's good to live in the right place, isn't it?
Right.
Very good. Hey, talk about the food that folks will find when they come to Exira for the 4th of July period.
Well, we've got barbecue. We've got a lot of
the Exira Lutheran Church always has their fabulous stand, and they're busy, always so busy. They like the homemade rites and homemade pies. They go over very well. They have food trucks that come in, and what are we having this year, Greg?
Oh, we got, let's see. Well, of course, the community barbecue, it moves around. It will be down at the rodeo later in the week. The rodeo, Grand River Rodeo, good rodeo. That's going to be 6:30 on the 4th of July. But as far as foods, there's about 7-8 food craft vendors that come try to get in there and get them spaced in.
Sure, sure. Good variety of stuff.
Yes, we do.
Very good. All right. Well, lots of things to do. A 4th of July celebration is meant to be a family-style celebration. There's stuff for everyone, right?
Oh,
yep. We got Scott's Amusements again this year. We've had them. They're a nice, clean, great. They got a lot of – they've updated a few more rides. They've got some really good rides, and the kids enjoy that. And – of course, the kids, we have the foot races on the 4th of July morning there. And the park entertainment following the parade is going to be Darla Hansen and Doug Hamer. And food and craft vendors. Okay, then we have a bags tournament. But we got the little kids' tractor pull. That's on the 4th of July at 4 p.m. And then later you can take the kids and go see the good Grand River Rodeo. It's a great rodeo at Kickapoo Park. And then to round out that night, we've got fireworks at the field. The kids like them. And then we get down to Saturday morning. Then we have the fun run, fun run 5K, 10K at the city park. And they can get pre-registered. And the kids for that, and that's had it for about 40 years, I do believe. And here we have the Mason's Breakfast at the fire station on the morning of the 6th at the fun run afterwards. Then in the afternoon, we have co-ed softball at the Legion Park, 9 a.m. register. And there's also going to be food vendors moving down to the Legion Park to be there, and they got pizza trucks and sandwich trucks and everything down there also. So that bountiful, let's see. Then we've got Sunday ecumenical church service at the city park. Just bring a lawn chair. In the afternoon, we have alumni coffee at the Lions Building with a co-op. And that afternoon, we have a co-op lunch honoring the class of 1974 also. At the Lions Building.
A lot going on. Well, Reflections is the theme this year, and, well, 159th celebration, there's a lot to reflect on, but you two are the Grand Marshals for the parade. That has to be pretty exciting. You're pretty honored?
We are. We're really honored that the community board chose us, and it's making this year extra special for us because it's our 50th wedding anniversary just a couple days ago.
Oh, well, congratulations. That's awesome. Very good. I feel terrible. Folks who enjoy coming up and listening to the commentary and what you add to the parade, they won't get that this year because you'll be in the parade. So they'll just have to wait till next year to hear more.
I think it's going to be in good hands, Jim. I think the public will be real happy with you, and we'll take the year off, right, Greg?
Everyone needs a vacation once in a while.
There you go.
Very good. Well, lots to see, lots to do, lots to eat, and a lot of folks to make friends with in Exira coming up. Again, Wednesday evening, July 3rd, all day Thursday, July 4th. Again, there'll be activities Friday night, July 5th, most of the day on Sunday, July 6th, or Saturday, rather, July 6th. And then Sunday, July 7th, they'll finish things off. So they've got plenty all spread out for you. Come on out and enjoy. Meet some new friends and reacquaint yourself with some old ones, probably, too. And wave hi to Greg and Char Bintner. They'll be in the parade this year as Grand Marshals, and they've been joining us here this morning to visit about the Exira 159th 4th of July celebration coming up here real quick. Greg, Char, thank you so much, and again, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.